The Exhausted Small Business Owner's Guide to Facebook Marketing and Advertising, 2026 version 1, by Ange Nielsen. Brought to you today by Suffolk Productions. Written by Ange Nielsen, narrated by Ange Nielsen. A short, brief guide written by a small business owner for small business owners. The perfect small business Facebook success kit, so you can stop stressing out about your ads and wasting money with freelancers and marketing firms, by Ange Nielsen. A practical step-by-step guide to creating posts, promotions and customers without spending a fortune on advertising. Your ad spend will be less than you think. Created by Ange Nielsen, May 2026. Small business owner, small business community supporter. Copyright Ange Nielsen, all rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced, distributed, stored, or transmitted without permission from the author. Disclaimer: this guide is intended for educational purposes only. Marketing results vary based on industry, location, offer, quantity, consistency, implementation, competition, market demand, and other factors beyond the author's control. The methods contained within this guide are based on the author's personal experiences and observations as a business owner and was written in May 2026. Any changes to the Facebook platform are out of the author's control, but this publication will be edited where and when it is needed to keep up with Facebook's ever-changing and complication of their own system. Table of contents. Cover, page 1. Description, page 2. Disclaimer, page 3. Table of contents, page 4. Welcome and introduction, page 5. Section 1. First you need good posts, page 11. Section 2. Your easy weekly posting plan, page 13. Section 3. Post ideas, page 14. Section 4, the template, page 15. Section 5, preparation is key, page 17. Section 6, graphics aren't just graphics anymore, page 18. Section 7, first you need good posts. Part 2, page 19. Section 8, takes less time than you realize, page 20. Section 9, turn a post into an ad, page 21. Section 10, build your asset bank, page 27. Pro tip, bonus, the asset ladder, page 34. Bonus advanced tips, page 36. Hello and welcome. Hi there, I'm Ange. Nice to meet you. A quick word. The introduction is the longest part of reading that you'll do here. If you're anxious to get straight to work, head to page 9. Come back and get to know me and the intro later. It's okay, I won't take it personally. It's business. I am a proud small business owner on the central coast of Australia and have been in business for a little under 40 years as of 2026. I've owned a gym, 2 mechanical workshops, personal training business, a dance studio, a dance production, an event space, a condiment business, to mention a few. I started very young, as you can probably guess. I'm the only one of my kind in my family. My start in life was pretty crazy, and I found with a mother who was an addict in one home and a father who struggled with depression and alcoholism in another, He has recovered now and he's with the love of his life. By the way, I'm very proud of my daddy. He inspired me the most to be exactly who I am today. I had to make money. As a child, I learned to table hop around the neighborhood for meals, but that got old due to the beatings from the older kids and the bullying. Out of complete desperation, at about 12, I learned that if I collected the soaps left over in the cabins at the holiday park my mother was a cleaner in, and I melted them down, I could sell them to the local horse ranch for washing their horses. That was my first business model. It earned me a little money so I could buy lunch at school and packets of 5-minute noodles for dinner for me and my sisters when the fridge and cupboard stayed bare, and they were bare for long periods. Over decades of trial and error, I became the woman I am today with the wellness center I have today. I learned how to build businesses, sell businesses, study them, find their flaws, improve them, and then take that business model and recreate it at another location. Now that we're in the digital age, owning and operating a small business became that much more intense and confusing, and social media is yet another expense on every level: cash, experience, education, and staff. Running a small business is hard enough, and we know we need help, but don't know where to turn. Someone along the way tells us we need to get a social media manager to get our posts going and start advertising, start making money, they say. Oh, now, that gets the monkey out of the cage, doesn't it? So we consider it, stress over it, ponder and wonder. So we do. We find ourselves a freelancer or a firm who promises us the world with a hefty price tag. The sweats start, the ball in our gut hardens, the dread intensifies, but we bite the bullet. We scrape together the $4,500 to $9,000 starting deposit, which absolutely breaks the bank. We skip meals, we fall behind in our rent, our partner, if we have one, starts to stress out as well. We ration our necessities, and our already extreme stress finds another 10 levels to climb to. We find ourselves in a state of constant hopeful, hopeless, and erratic desperation, night and day, and even in our sleep, we wake up with that now boulder of dread lodged in our gut that doesn't go away, ever. I myself have poured over $35,000 into social media marketing freelancers and one firm, and only one. My last one, who was transitioning out of freelancing, actually did her job and gave me what I wanted and taught me how to do it. This girl just gave away industry secrets. Why? Because I said to her, I need to know what to do if anything happens to you. And she did it. To say the very least, I was floored. How simple it was, not only to create the ad, but how to create my posts that can and are being converted into ads to this day. I'm still currently tweaking these, but I've never had so much activity on my posts, pages, and reels. I now have customers coming into the shop telling me, I saw your XYZ product on Facebook, and then they buy it. The thing is, they don't look like ads. They hit like posts. And they're bringing in revenue to my bricks and mortar business. It's wild. It took me 3 hours total to set up the first ad posts. I chose 4 to start with. And after a couple of tweaks, they're awesome. How? My first post is copied with all of the targeting metrics for my target market, and I changed out the content and the text for each post in 30 minutes. And bam, a new digital asset that I can turn on and off in less than a second. Yep, less than a second. Cheeky question. What does a freelancer or a firm charge for 1 second of work? The ad spend is never more than $25 per campaign over 7 or 14 days. It's not massive. It doesn't break my bank, and I now have 26 assets of 6 that I'm using in rotation, and 20 are in the edit stage for my products and services as of the moment I wrote this. What we aren't told, now this will blow you away, Our most popular posts can be turned into ads in a matter of minutes with the flick of a switch. Most business owners know they should be posting and running ads on Facebook, but they often struggle with what to post, how often to post, how to create promotions, how to create content, what graphics to use, how to attract customers, how to stay consistent. This guide gives you a simple system as well as the instructions on how to create powerful posts that can be converted and implemented immediately. And it's not as hard as these overpriced freelancers and marketing firms make it out to be. This manual is designed for you to read step by step and take action per step. No marketing degree required, no expensive advertising agency required. Best of all, no overpriced social media marketing firm or freelancer selling us everything we don't need. And still no leads, still no cash, and we are more in debt than when we started, leaving us with a rage building up inside us because we know we could have put that wasted money to better use. Stock, rent, food in our mouths, and even that doctor's appointment we've been putting off and we know we shouldn't. Yes, these are the sacrifices we make for our businesses to flourish. Now, I'm not saying don't use the freelancers or firms, not at all. I'm simply providing boots on the ground, easy to follow, inexpensive tools and directions that you can use right now on how to literally set your ads campaigns up for yourself. This little offering has been put together for you to learn how to do it yourself, so you can confidently hand this off to a freelancer or a firm with strong, clear directions and what you want to see with your return on investment. This is also breaking open the industry and teaching you to be in control of your business assets. When you know exactly what you want and how to do it, you know exactly what to ask for and what to expect. Don't let them sell you something that doesn't fix anything and only makes your stress worse and your bank balance drop. So how am I different? I offer you the practical steps you can put into action immediately. Big tip. Followers don't get your bills paid. Followers don't mean you're successful. It's all an ego hype for teenagers. P.S. You will only need to keep referring back to this until you learn how to do this for yourself, or use it as a reference guide to teach your staff, or show to your freelancer when they start trying to sell you everything you don't need. Good luck, and keep moving forward, I say. Ange. Important. Before you start, how to use this guide. This guide is designed to be completed one step at a time. Do not read everything and do nothing. Do complete each action task. Build one advertising asset at a time. Focus on progress, not perfection. Section 1. First, you need a good post. The 80-20 Facebook rule. One of the biggest mistakes small businesses make is constantly sharing selling style posts. Customers quickly switch off. I found this to be the better approach. 80% helpful content, connection content, and community-aimed content. 20% sales content that are designed to look like general helpful posts and nothing fancy. Example. Helpful. Tips that are themed around your products and services. Behind the scenes, if you create your products, do a live and film your hands making your products. No need to show your lovely mug. If your staff aren't camera shy, do a walkthrough and introduce them and yourself along with their roles. Fun facts. Use your own experiences and experiences of your staff that they found. Customer stories. Ask your customers to share their experiences with your product and services. Frequently asked questions. Make a list. Get them from your web page or create them yourself and use them as your posts. Sales. Promotions. Make sure you bundle your products or services and never give anything out for free. Use the upgrade for a dollar. Always front with your premium offer and then downsell from there. Example. So you don't need this, so we can take that away. lower the price by the retail cost of that item. Do this for as many as the customer is comfortable with. And then when you get a yes, you can also offer to remove the guarantee, if you have one, by an amount. The majority don't like this and keep the guarantee, and there you've got your sale. New product. Every time you get a new product in or you're offering a new service, create a post that can be converted into an ad. As soon as you've created this post, get into the habit of heading straight into the back end and convert it immediately, ready to be switched on. It takes less than 15 minutes. Easy. If you need an example, head to our page, www.facebook.com/Sophic Wellness, and use any one of our posts as a template. Special offers do the same as above. For limited time details, do the same as above, and these can be rotated every 12 months. Section 2. Your easy weekly posting plan. Swap them around to your liking. Monday, helpful tip. Tuesday, product spotlight. Wednesday, behind the scenes. Thursday, customer review. Friday, promotion. Saturday, business story. Sunday, personal story. Complement with a live video. Then with a reel and some happy snaps of the business in action. Consistency beats perfection. Section 3. 25 post ideas. Educational. Now these are linked and related to your products and or services. 1. Did you know? 2. Top 5 tips. 3. Common mistakes. 4. Myths and facts. 5. Frequently asked questions. Behind the scenes. 6. Meet the team. 7. A day in the business. 8. How we make it. 9. What happens before opening. 10. Supplier spotlight. Engagement. This or that. 12. Poll. 13. Fill in the blank. 14. Ask me anything. 15. Caption this photo. Promotional. 16. Weekend sale. 17. Buy one, get one free. 18. Free gift offer. 19. Limited stock alert. 20. New arrival. Trust building. 21. Customer review. Don't be scared to ask for them, especially from your happiest customers. 22. Success story. Don't be scared to ask for them, especially from your happiest customers. 23. Before and after. This can be a part of a promotion. 24. Why we started. 25. Community support. Find a community group your business aligns with and go support them in the most cost-effective way you're able. Massive tip. Stop using AI-generated pictures. Ask AI to give you pictures that could be used in your post and use it as inspiration. It takes 15 minutes to get your phone out, use your products, space, people, and recreate the AI picture with your phone. I still use my iPhone 6. Section 4, the template. The simple promotion formula. You'll only need to do this once. You don't need to do this with all of your products and services at once. Use this as your template and take your time. Hint. Start with your most popular products. Make your goal your 4 top selling products or services. Every promotion should answer what are you selling, product or service, why should people care, tugs at the heartstrings, and what problem does it solve, when does the offer end, creates the legendary FOMO, how do they claim it, online or in your shop. Example. For this weekend only, buy any 4 25-grammed herbal teas and receive a free tea infuser. Offer ends Sunday. Message us to reserve yours. Section 5. Preparation is key. the 10 best promotions. Buy two, get one free. Spend $50, get a free gift. The 10 best promotions. 1. Buy two, get one free. 2. Spend $50 and get a free gift. 3. Customer Appreciation Week. Name your customer and give them a gift. 4. Refer a friend and you get 50% off your next purchase. 5. Free upgrade, basic to premium, 25 to 50 grams. Bundle and save. 4 to 5 of your items or upgrades if you have a service and offer 20% off all. 7. VIP loyalty offer. 8. Birthday offer. Give us your email with your birthday and send them a card and a gift. Usually a 20% discount. 9. Flash sale. Self-explanatory. 10. Limited edition product. Section 6. Graphics aren't just graphics anymore. And people are leaning away from AI-generated graphics. Canva made easy. Set up a free Canva account and you can integrate your photos from your iPhone. Create square posts, stories, event banners, flyers, business cards. Use 2 to 3 colours, one large heading, one medium subheading, and use your logo to brand the posts 1 to 2 sentences in small font. Clear images. Use your iPhone and upload it to your PC and then to Canva. Edit the contrast, etc. in Canva. 1. Call to action. Call today, now. Less clutter equals better results. Section 7. Hashtags, the silent search tools. Hashtag cheat sheet. Use your AI for your most powerful hashtags. Hint. Never use more than 8 and always use your business name as the first hashtag. Second, your suburb state. Local business. Support local. Shop local. Small business. Local business. Wellness. Wellness. Natural health. Holistic health. Trades. Tradie life. Local tradie. Beauty. Beauty business. Self-care. Section 8. Takes less time than you realize. Keep it simple. The 30-minute weekly marketing plan. Monday, 10 minutes planning. Wednesday, 10 minutes creating posts. Friday, 10 minutes scheduling. Done. Bonus section. 50 ready-made promotional headlines. Examples. Limited time offer. New in store. Customer favorite. Just arrived. This week only. Flash sale. Local favorite. Staff pick. Don't miss out. Backed by popular demand. If you're looking for a full list of 50, reach out and you can grab yours for $1. Section 9. Turn a post into an ad. Why boost a post? A regular Facebook post is only shown to a small percentage of your followers. Yeah, that's right. Facebook has done this to get money from you. A paid advertisement puts your business in front of not only your full list of followers, but also people who have never heard of you before. Also, Meta now only lets your business be in front of people when you spend money on ads. Cheeky, I know. Think of it this way. Posting equals talking to 1/3 of the people you already know. Advertisement. All of the people who know you, plus introducing yourself to new customers and put your other posts in front of the community. Before you start, make sure your post contains at least one clear image or video, a strong headline, one offer, one call to action, hashtags. Examples: shop now, book now, call today, message us, claim your offer. Do not try to sell 5 things in one advertisement. One ad, one offer, one action. Example of a good advertisement. Headline. Feeling tired and run down? Offer. Try our Immune Booster Herbal Tea Blend. Benefit. Supports everyday wellness and immune health. Call to action. Message us today to order or pop into the store. This is the good stuff. Step 1. Use this as your checklist until you get into a rhythm and no longer need it. Then use it to train your staff. 1. Log into Facebook. 2. Select to go to your Facebook business page. 3. Click on Business Suite. This is where you also find the metrics on your posts. 5. On the same line as the post, you will see a button Boost Post or Create Ads. Let's stick with boosting the first post and get into Create Ad later. Create Ad is a bit more complicated, and this guide is about getting you started on a basic level. If you want to know how to do this, you can grab that. You can grab that when you're ready. Step 2. Select your goal. Facebook will ask what you want to achieve. For most small businesses, choose Get More Messages. Why? Because conversations create customers. You can monitor these yourself, or you can set up an automation. That comes later. People are more likely to send a message than to visit a website. For local businesses, this usually works best. Step 3. Create your audience. 2. Click Create New Audience. 3. Now choose location. Start with where your shop is located. You can type this in or use the drop pin. I found the drop button is much easier because it's faster and it includes the suburbs which you've never heard about. Example, Gosford, New South Wales. Radius 10 to 20 kilometres. You can expand this later on after you've ironed out all the kinks. Start local. Avoid advertising Australia-wide unless you are selling online. Step 4. 1. Choose age range. You should know your niche. 2. Example, massage business, age 30 to 65. 3. Example, beauty business, age 25 to 55. 4. Example, tradies, 30 to 65. 5. Tip. If you're unsure, use 30 to 65. Step 5. Choose interests. Select interests related to your business. Examples, wellness business, natural health, holistic health, alternative medicine, herbal medicine, yoga, meditation, beauty business, beauty, skincare, cosmetics, trades, home improvement, renovation, property owners. Choose 3 to 10 interests. Tip, do not select all of them. This is the time to be precise. Too many will make it too vague. Step 6. Set your budget. Start small. Recommended. $5 a day for 7 days. Total $35. This is enough to test an advertisement. Tip, never spend hundreds of dollars on an untested ad. 7. Review your ad. Checklist. Step 7. Review your ad. Checklist. Image looks professional-ish. Not AI generated. No spelling mistakes. The offer is clear. Call to action is obvious. Correct audience selected. Tip. If you can have a friend or partner review it, 4 eyes are better than 2. Also, don't take it personally. Everyone makes mistakes. This is feedback. Step 8. Publish. Click Boost Post Now. Don't freak out. The Facebook will review the advertisement. Approval usually takes a few minutes, a few hours, and occasionally 24 hours. This post can now be switched on or off anytime you like. Step 9. Watch the results. After 3 to 7 days, check reach. How many people saw it? What was the engagement like? How many people liked, commented or shared? Are there any messages? How many people contacted you? Messages matter most. Step 10. Scale what works. This is so important. If an ad generates inquiries, messages or sales, run it again. Tip, increase the budget slowly. Example, week one, $35. Week two, $50. Week three, $75. Big tip, scale winners, not losers. The golden rule. Most businesses quit too soon. The first advertisement is not about making a fortune, it's about gathering information. Ask yourself, which image worked best? Which offer worked best? Which audience worked best? Each advertisement teaches you something. The businesses that win are not always the biggest. They are usually the most consistent. Quick start formula. If you're unsure what to do, audience 10 kilometres around your business. Age 30 to 65. Budget $5 a day. Duration 7 days. Goal, messages. Offer one product or service. Call to action, send us a message today. This simple formula is enough for most local businesses to begin generating inquiries without needing a marketing agency or a large advertising budget. Bonus, the $35 test method. Before spending large amounts of money, test every offer using $5 a day, 7 days, one image, one offer, one audience. Cost? $35. If it works, increase the budget. If it doesn't work, change the graphic, text, header, or the offer and test it again. Tip 1. Do one at a time and watch results. The biggest mistake we make is to abandon the initial ad and start again. Stick with it. The steps are all here. It's just patience. Tip 2. Successful marketing is rarely about luck. It's about testing, learning, and improving one promotion at a time. Section 10. Build your asset bank for each product and service. Building a library of advertising assets using Facebook boosted posts. Firstly though, you're asking, like I did, what's an advertising asset? Most small business owners make this mistake. They create an advertisement, run it, turn it off, forget about it. Then 6 months later, they start from scratch. This wastes time and money. Instead, think of every successful advertisement as an asset. Facebook has a feature where you can save and store your successful ads to be switched on and off with a toggle switch. It takes only a second. An asset is something that can continue working for your business over and over again. A good advertisement is not a one-time expense. It becomes a part of your marketing toolbox. What does an advertising asset look like? Examples. Asset 1, a winter special promotion. Asset 2, customer testimonial. Asset 3, new or previous used client offer. Asset 4, best selling product. Asset 5, seasonal sale. Once these advertisements are created, they can often be reused every year. Why build advertising assets? Benefits, saves time, saves money. Avoids creating new advertisements every week. Learn what works. Build a reputable marketing system. Step 1. Create a good post first. In this system, every asset starts as a normal Facebook post. Examples. New client offer. Customer success story. Product spotlight. Seasonal promotion. Service introduction. Post it normally first and watch it. Tip. Important. Be sure to share all of your assets and posts to your local community groups and specialty groups in your area. Step 2. Boost the post. Click boost. Choose your audience, budget, duration, run the advertisement, allow it to gather results. Step 3. Measure performance. After 7 days, review. Good signs, views, messages, inquiries, sales, comments, and shares. Poor signs, no engagement, no inquiries, no sales. The winners become assets. You'll only know what changes when you change it and you get results. Start small, don't stress. It's all a learning curve. Tip. Facebook shows you the performance in the metrics section. That's attached to every asset, including your plain posts. Step 4, save your winning advertisements. You have the option to delete any asset that didn't perform in the ads management section. This is attached to your assets forever. You will learn more about this when you grab the next Guide to More and In-Depth Ad tutorial. Step 5. Find your advertisement in Meta Business Suite. Go to Meta Business Suite, then Ads. You will see your active and past posts and ads. Every advertisement remains stored in your account. Think of this as your asset warehouse. Step 6. Don't be so fast to delete. Turn advertisements off instead of deleting them. Many people delete advertisements. Don't. Simply pause the advertisement. This preserves audience settings, budget settings, creative, text, images, results history, and you can reactivate it later. Step 7. Reactivate when needed. Example, you create a Mother's Day promotion, it runs for 2 weeks, leads up to Mother's Day, pause it the day after Mother's Day. Next year, open Ads Manager, find the asset and turn it back on. Update dates, pricing, offer. Done. No need to build a new advertisement. Step 8. Create evergreen assets. I personally love these. Some advertisements can run all year. These are called evergreen assets. Example, meet the new practitioner owner, about our business, customer testimonial, first time customer offer, best-selling product, book a free consultation. These can be switched on whenever the business slows down. Step 9, create seasonal assets. Seasonal assets return every year. Example, Valentine's Day, Easter, Mother's Day, winter wellness, Father's Day, Christmas, New Year. Build them once, reuse them forever. Step 10. Create an asset tracking sheet. Use a spreadsheet. Example, add name, Mother's Day 2026, date created, May 2026, budget $35, results 14 sales, keep yes. Add name, winter tea promotion, date created, June 2026, budget $35, results 22 inquiries, keep yes. Massage special, June 2026, $35, 7 bookings, keep yes. Over time, you will discover which advertisements reliably generate customers. Pro tip, the asset ladder. Every business should aim to build at least 5 evergreen assets. Examples, about us, bestseller, customer review, first visit offer, service introduction. 12 seasonal assets, one for each major promotion period through the year. 12 event assets. Examples, workshops, open days, markets, community, events. 12 product assets, your most popular products or services. Total, 41 advertising assets. Imagine having 41 ready-to-run advertisements sitting inside Facebook. When business becomes quiet, you simply, 1, open Meta Business Suite, 2, locate the proven advertisement, 3, turn it back on, 4, start generating inquiries again. Note, yep, it looks like a big number and a lot of time, but you don't have to do it all at once. Start small. Up to 5, review, adjust and learn. And then have a target of creating at least 1, but no more than 2 per week until you've reached your goal. It doesn't have to be a mountain of a task. Bonus advanced tip. The on-off advertising library. Many successful small businesses build a collection of advertisement that they simply switch on and off throughout the year. Instead of constantly creating new content, they run ad A, pause ad A, run ad B, pause ad B, run ad C, pause ad C. Over time, these become valuable business assets. Think of them like staff members who never take holidays. Once created, they sit quietly in your Facebook account awaiting for the day you need them again. Pretty cool, right? And you didn't need to spend $5K a month to get it. Note, once you have everything down pat and your business has taken off, this will be used by anyone you hire as a to-do list. create a live file in the cloud so you can watch what they're doing and keep your finger on the pulse. This way, you know you're not throwing money into a bottomless pit on Facebook. Action task. Yep, if you're a previous client of mine, you knew this was coming. Create your first 5 advertising assets. About our business, customer testimonial, best-selling product, first-time customer offer, seasonal promotion. Once these 5 assets are built and stored, you have the foundation of a simple, repeatable marketing system that can generate inquiries for years to come and can be handed over to a freelancer or firm to manage, or this is something you can teach one of your staff members to take on as one of their duties. No massive outlays, no wasted time, and you have your finger on the pulse at all times. Good luck, my friend. I'm sure this ebook will bring you as much relief as I felt when this was explained to me. Please be sure to reach out to me and let me know how you went. And head over to our Facebook page, follow and let everyone know of any tips or tools that you found that made your business on Facebook Live easier. Ange. Need extra help? If you'd like custom promotions, social media posts, advertising ideas, or marketing support created specifically for your business, contact Ange, admin@sophicwellness.com, and put in the topic bar, help me. Available? Custom Facebook posts, promotion creation, seasonal campaigns, business growth ideas. Rare offer. If you'd like one-on-one tutoring, Ange offers this as well at an hourly rate, but this is very rare, as she has 2 businesses outside of this. But if this is something you feel you really need, please reach out to Ange and she will give you her hourly rate. This audiobook was brought to you by Sophic Productions, the Facebook Marketing and Advertising 2026 version 1, the Exhausted Business Owner's Guide 2026 version 1, a short and brief guide written by a small business owner for small business owners. The perfect small business Facebook success kit so you can stop stressing out about your ads and wasting money with freelancers and marketing firms, by Ange Nielsen. Created by Ange Nielsen. Narrated by Ange Nielsen, small business owner, small business community supporter. Copyright Ange Nielsen 2026, all rights reserved.